Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A Central College staff member has been recognized for her leadership and service in reaching out to the community. Let's go in-depth with Caitlin Gannon, lecturer in exercise science. So, Caitlin, you've been recognized as a Campus Compact Engaged Scholar. You've received some recognition for that. What does that mean?
Well, I think that Central College overall has been very instrumental in the state of Iowa in terms of service learning and community outreach. And so I think that my position here has really been able to utilize those resources and continue that work to really make some of the college's mission outreach into the community and really kind of be a collaborative effort.
And you teach exercise science?
Yes.
In the department?
Yes.
All right, exercise science, what's that? I mean, it's probably pretty clear to most of our listeners, but I bet there's some aspects of it that we don't know.
Exercise science is really an all-encompassing field. It can go from anything to prescribing basic exercise routines. It can work with rehabilitation. We can work with young populations and educating individuals about holistic wellness. So not only physical health, but how can we influence mental, emotional, psychological health? It's a very broad field, and it's pretty exciting because I think a lot of places in our world are trying to understand how we can live a better life.
Mm-hmm. And this is a big, successful program at Central. I don't know how many faculty you have, but it seems like a lot.
Yes, actually, our former president, Dr. Rowe, in 2008 called the department our rising star of the college. And since then, we've had the biggest number of students enrolled in our department on campus, and we continue to keep growing. So because of that breadth in the way our graduates can work in the field, I think that allows for a lot of interest within the department.
And so some people go on, I guess, to work at fitness center. They become coaches. They become athletic trainers. They become much, much more, I suspect.
Yes, we have therapists. We have athletic trainers, health coaches, life coaches. We have people that work in education, public health. So there's a lot of different ways in which our graduates can go into their own communities and use this degree in a lot of different ways.
Well, one of the things that's amazing to me is when school is in session and you come here and you see the students, there are so many. They are so engaged, and they're engaged in all kinds of ways, intellectually, physically. It's just it's a dynamic setting here when the kids are around, especially.
Definitely. And I think that's why we've been able to gain such great faculty within our department because of the students. There's a relationship that's built there. And when you have that relationship, people are excited to come to work and the students are excited to work with people that are passionate about what they do.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Caitlin Gannon, lecturer in exercise science at Central College. You were recognized for outreach into the community. What do you do to reach out to the community?
Well, in particular, the Sherry Doan centered the nomination around my work in the Fitness After 50 course. So a few years ago, I used the public health department in Idaho's fall prevention program, and we started implementing that at different sites in the community. So older adults would come to our group exercise, and I started to collect data on did the older adults improve in confidence and physical abilities? And then on the flip of that, I also measured what do our students really gain from this interaction with a special population? And so that's kind of where my research and data collection has been focused. And luckily, I've been able to present at a few conferences, a couple here on campus, and then also in New Orleans last September.
Okay, so your work is getting some national recognition there.
Yeah, it was a very exciting time to present in this international conference last September. And the field of exercise science really doesn't have a lot of evidence-based practice in service learning. And so to kind of find that niche is something that I'm looking forward to continuing.
And so this fitness after 50 thing, you did that in Idaho, or have you done it here?
I took the program from the Idaho Public Health Department and then implemented it here. So they created a document that said these exercises help prevent falls in older adults. And so I took that, and so they actually can form this relationship. And that's what they would say is kind of the biggest part to seeing success. If people find that relationship, then they want to engage in the program. And it's kind of this cycle of participation and improvement through those aspects. But yes, I would say that the learning moments most occur in how we cue exercises and then how we adjust exercises on the fly. So those learning moments have been fun for me to see through the students.
Well, yeah, I'm sort of beyond somebody's, you know, saying, push it, Bob, push it more and more and faster. Yeah, I'm sort of beyond that. Maybe that's my mistake. But I would guess that a lot of people over 50 feel that way, too.
Well, and it's just a different caveat in that my students often speak in class or write in our reflections that it's not that older adults are less motivated, but it is a different motivation. They are very goal-oriented, but the students have to change the way in which they approach that. So again, it's not that rah, rah, rah stuff. It's more, they would say, probably about the relationship.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Caitlin Gannon, lecturer in exercise science at Central College. Well, one of the things the students might not recognize is some of the joint pain that is just inherent in being older and that making things more difficult.
Yes, and we try, or I try through the class to mimic some of those things as best as I can. So there's one day where we put rocks in our shoes and tie rocks on our knees, and I have them change their posture, and we go through the exercises to just try and live a day in the shoes and go through the exercise programs to really try and then be able to empathize with the participants when they go through the exercises.
Do you think your program has been a success in the sense that, do you think people are falling less? You probably can't even evaluate that, can you?
Well, I have been gathering information from the site coordinators about individuals that fall, but falls are such a multifaceted, complex situation. And so there are more things than just this program that indicate whether a person falls or not. The site coordinators say that they find it successful. The older adults have shown improved confidence and physical abilities after participating in the program. And I think that overall success is also just through that intergenerational learning. So both populations being exposed to each other and learning about each other and sharing in that moment, which for this class is exercise.
It's probably good for both groups, for the older people to be involved with younger people and the younger people to be involved with the older people. We tend to segregate by age, and this breaks that whole thing down, right?
It does, and we do some activities before we go into the sites, what I do with the students, just because some of them, the only older adults that they've really interacted with are their grandparents or parents and their friends and that kind of thing. So there's definitely a learning moment from the college students. I have less background on the older adults, but I do know they share in that joy, and oftentimes it ends up that they love the students so much they take a coffee day once a week, and you know, on Wednesdays they'll go out after the exercise session for coffee with the students. So there's just that fun dynamic that I think has come from the service learning component in the course.
Mm-hmm. Well, 100 people over a few years, that's pretty neat. Are you thinking about expanding the program or hitting a different demographic group in the community?
For this class, we'd love to do it for anybody that's interested. A little bit limited with the amount of students that we have, but I'm always interested in learning about other sites in the community and who might be willing to work with us, because I think any type of population that our students are exposed to is good for their learning and from them leaving Central College with that type of experience.
And falls are just an I guess as you get older, falls are just—they're just going to happen, huh?
Yes, the data would say that they definitely increase as we get older. But the thing to remember is falls are completely preventable, and so they don't have to happen. It's not inevitable that they have to happen. If one component, such as physical ability, can help us limit falls, that's what we're aiming for.
Now, do you teach this ever so important, this critical component of recovery after a fall, where I find myself jumping up and looking around and making sure no one saw me? Do you teach that?
No, we haven't, but that might be a good thing to add, just kind of the who saw that what's my excuse for why I did it. No, we haven't gone over that yet.
Well, it was my fault. I was walking while reading.
Okay. Well, and the college students, we got to get them to stop texting while they walk, but maybe that'll kind of put them in the shoes of why we're trying to prevent falls.
Anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today?
No, I mean, I think that I'm very excited that this program and then some of the other work in terms of scholarship is getting this recognition for the department and the college. And this is one of the main missions of the college, is to really connect with our local community and then also prepare our graduates for this type of work to maintain building community, whether it's at the local, state, or national level. So it's exciting to be a part of that and a part of that learning process with the students.
Thanks to Caitlin Gannon for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.